from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You better watch your speed, Casey Jones.
We'll talk to Q about that coming up at 9 o'clock this morning.
I can't wait to talk to him because I want to know if he gave Vance Wilson the game ball last night. Remember and that? If he's listening to you.
Yeah.
Because ever since Bob Fesco said, put Michael Massey at the top of the lineup, he seems like a good leadoff guy. Been pretty good.
Had a home run last night.
Big home run.
More like Michael Mashy, am I right?
Okay.
Am I right?
I want to go way back and not hear that again.
Michael Mashy, hashtag, am I right?
Okay. Spelt with an A.
M-A-S-H-E-Y, Michael Mashy.
A-M-R-I-T-E.
A-M-R-I-T-E. A-M-I-R-I-T-E. Am I right?
Am I right?
You think I should drop the Michael Mashy on cue today? I think I will.
I don't know if that's
I think I'll hear him roll his eyes and say next question.
You know
No, what? He's got humor. Matheny didn't have any humor.
No, he's dry humor.
Yeah.
And he also,
which is perfect.
What I've found out throughout this season, I've also been a victim of this. He hates when people compare last year to this year.
Because there's no comparison. I started that at the beginning of the year. It's like there's 17 new people on this team. It has nothing to do with last year.
Because I remember they had won their like 27th game before the all. It was something like that. And I was like, last year this team didn't win their 27th game until July 29th or whatever it was.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, you know, last year's just, it's not even comparable. This team's so different than last year. And then somebody asked him not too long ago the other night, they're like, hey, you just, you know, surpassed your win total from last year to this year. How does this team, you know, differentiate? He's like, it's not, you know,
you can just tell
he's just like, I'm not answering these questions again.
So. Yeah, it's why when the season started and everybody was picking the Royals to be bad based on last season, I was the only one who said, wait a second, we have 17 new players on this team. How can we judge what this team is going to do based on what they did last year when 17 of the stumble bums that were on the team last year are no longer around?
Yes.
And like people don't want to get that. Well, it's hard. And they changed the entire roster.
Yeah.
Well, it's still okay, baseball nerd. Go back to your mom's basement.
Oh, man. Sometimes mom's basement was nice.
It depends. Yeah. You're enjoying it now, right?
Your mom's basement.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Easy.
Be nice over there.
Yeah, good.
Me and my warp will go over to the mom's basement.
Exactly. You take your stats and your advanced metrics, and you sit in a corner on a Friday night and make sure numbers bounce off the charts.
I'm going to buy
Maybe
Bob.
Maybe I'll just look at what the reality is here.
I'm going to buy Bob like 3 shirts for Christmas, and one of them say, don't talk to me. I haven't had my coffee yet.
Yeah. I hate that shirt too.
Enjoy you see your people, mom's basement, yeah, nerd.
Well, it is. I mean, people would buy those shirts. I bet if we wanted to sell them and make some money off them, I bet people would buy them because that's what it is. Like people in baseball, man, they just at times don't see a gray area in everything. Everything for these folks is like just black and white. They changed 17 people on the roster. You know how many people are on the roster, sir? 26. Right. They changed out 17 of those. That's a pretty high percentage. Last year literally has nothing to do with anything that was going to take place this year. But people love to do that with baseball. Well, last year, you can only improve by 5 or 6 games because Vorp tells you so.
You were good, kid. Real good. As long as I'm around, you'll always be second best, eh? That's the shirt idea. Dusty loves your mom. Bob hates her basement.
That's right.
Yeah. we'd get our asses kicked if we wore that in public.
Probably so.
Speaking of getting your ass kicked, how about the United States just absolutely dominating the medal count?
Not enough golds. Not enough golds. Yeah. Not enough golds. We need to do better in the golds. I'm a little disappointed in our gold medal count, but overall, we're kicking ass and taking names right now. But let's go, USA.
You know you're probably going to get a gold in basketball. You probably know you're going to get a gold in another swimming event. Ledecky's going to do the 1,500 meter today?
Yeah.
Yep.
So she's probably...
No, tomorrow, right?
Is it tomorrow?
Because she did yesterday. Doesn't she have an off day?
I thought it was.
Is it today? They're making her do back-to-back days on that?
I think she's fine the way she won yesterday. She kind of coasted the last 10 laps.
Yeah.
Probably going to get a gold there. Golf's a crapshoot. Men's soccer looked good yesterday.
Looked good yesterday. Making the quarterfinals, man. Finally, our national disappointment in sports is actually doing something.
So there's still golds on the table. And, you know, obviously we're not going to win gold in fencing.
Why not? Because it's over already.
Yeah, it's already over. Oh. But we had a little fun discussion. Olympics
But if we didn't win, does it really count? Like, can't we like redo it and just make America on top? Like, we're America, man. We should get gold in everything.
No, this isn't a millennial sport. It's the Olympics.
Okay.
But we had a little fun conversation building last night, and it was, sorry, spoiler alert, the Olympics. Right now, BMX is going on. I don't know if anybody's super into that, but...
I don't know. I think it's cool. Like, we used to do this stuff as kids, not, like, to this extent.
I was going to say, you were doing that.
Yeah, but we would build dirt tracks and things like that. You'd ride your bike around, have a couple of lifts and whatnot, and a couple of hills you go over and things of that nature. Nothing like this, obviously. But I think it's still cool to watch something like this. I'm kind of glad that it's an Olympic sport. It's better than watching something that you really don't relate to in the Olympics, you know?
What the Olympics do. They open your eyes to a sport that you didn't think was a sport or how it's, you know, viewed or judged. I didn't know it always throws me back watching these things to my old black and blue and white Diamondback bike with pegs on the back tire.
Oh, yeah. That's an old school type of bike.
That was you had one of those, man. Yeah. It was great.
You had a Diamondback. You're lucky. You grew up in Johnson County.
I did not. Grew up in Blue Springs, and I used a lot of allowance and birthday money to buy that
Diamondback. Buy that bike, yeah.
My buddy had a Mongoose, and I had a Diamondback, and we were the coolest kids on the block, too.
Yeah, that is fantastic. I had like a BMX.
Yeah, dude. It was great. Yeah. And I could only do Papa Wheelies every once in a while.
But that's what we would do. I mean, it was the little things like that. You didn't twist the bike and spin it over your head and do all kinds of jumps like that. But it's cool to watch, man. I love watching what these Olympians are doing.
Speaking of watching the Olympics, we were talking, Mac, Bob, and I last night about if you had 4 years to train for any Olympic sport, 913-586-7610, Jay Southland Tow Service text line, feel free to engage. That's what we like to do with you. You can do it with us. If you had 4 years to train for one Olympic sport, what do you think you'd have the best chance of doing to qualify for the Olympics if you had 4 years to play?
If I just dedicated myself, no work, no children, no wife, it was 100% in on training for the Olympics,
and
right?
You just ran away.
Ran away.
Straight to one sport.
Okay, fencing.
Of course.
I think fencing, because everything
always
else...
Always watch your rear.
Because I think with fencing, and I'm not demeaning fencing, and I'm sure there's some foiler out there that's going to be pissed, or some saber, or somebody like that that's going to show up with a metal detector.
It's harder than
you
think.
You have no idea how hard fencing is. But I can tell you this. I'm too scared to do like surfing and BMX. I can't play basketball. I'm never going to play soccer. I'm not good at billiards. I just think if I put my dedication to it, I could turn into a pretty good fencer. I don't think it's...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quote unquote, that difficult of a sport based on what we're seeing in the Olympics. I would never be good at dressage. I tell you that right now. I wouldn't have the patience to train a horse.
Yeah. I mean, Cheyenne and Sales downstairs said it was very tough. Like, you have to, like, it's literally like a child. You have to, like, build trust. You have to, you know, you have to understand that, like, you're going to mount this horse. You're going to be their person. What? You're going to do all that sort of stuff. So, you know, never mounted a horse.
No, I can't say that I have. Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I've been on a horse.
All right.
Loved it.
Even after they foisted fencing.
I've been on a horse. But
it's not.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy, they say.
That's right.
Mac, if you had 4 years to train for an Olympic sport, which one do you think you'd be okay at?
First of all, none of them. We know this, but for the sake of the game.
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah. You're right. None of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's be clear. Fence. This is very insulting to the athletes, but we don't care. We love this game. Give me badminton.
Badminton. Okay. See, the shuttlecock will always get stuck in my net. Like that, my racket. You know, like every time I play badminton, that shuttlecock gets stuck.
Well, like I saw someone.
Do you ever have your shuttlecock get stuck in a net?
I just tried to breeze past.
No. Can't say I have.
I guess I got to get a better, you know, better racket with tighter threads or whatever. And you got to move it. And like the shuttlecock always gets stuck.
Badminton's a great sport.
Yeah.
I'd rather play that in the side yard for a family cookout than volleyball. I like pool volleyball.
Yeah, pool volleyball.
But I'd rather play
fun.
Badminton. Yeah. Shout out Coach McClagan from Blue Springs High School. Taught me how to do that sport.
All right.
Yeah, badminton, exactly. High school gym. Played a lot of badminton.
Yeah, badminton, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you can really get the opponent running if you do it right. You can hit the shuttlecock high in the back corner, and then they go running for it. Then you get the little, like, kill shot where it just bills over the net. It's fun to watch those guys go. The dual badminton, fun sport. I have maybe two. I think if I dedicated 4 years of my life to strictly playing golf, I think I'd qualify for Olympic golf. Again, obviously, I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But currently a 13 handicap, I think that's pretty good.
Is that Olympic? Is that Olympic?
Dude, No, these guys are like plus four, which means they shoot four under more often than not on their handicap. But
Tell us about your fantasy team now.
Dedication towards the sport, though, is the narrative of this conversation. I think that or sand volleyball.
Sand volleyball.
Okay. Yeah, I think I could be a good – I would never be the guy that could go up through the net.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I can set, I think, pretty well, and I'm not afraid to dig it. You dig?
Yeah, there's the fencing text. Yes, I dig. Sand volleyball's harder though than it looks because
that's hard.
They're like
it's
the ground.
And, you ever played it just on a whim, like a bunch of buddies are out?
Oh God,
And then you wake up the next morning, like, what did I do?
Yeah.
Like, you just ran through sand for 3 hours, Terry.
Yeah, like it's awful. Like running on sand is terrible. Like, there's a nice beach. I'm gonna go out and run on the beach, and then you get down there, you're like, oh my God, this is a workout. I'm gonna go back and drink a cocktail. I don't have time for this nonsense.
913-586-7610. If you could train for 4 solid years for an Olympic sport, what do you think you'd qualify?
Yeah.
Text line brings in ping pong.
Ping pong, that maybe.
No
but
way.
I don't know,
no
man.
Way.
Like that that looks like a violent game. Like you I would wear full padding if I was playing ping pong because I'd be getting jacked.
I'd put that in the hardest to qualify.
Yeah,
no
I think
way,
ping
dude.
Pong would be very, very hard. Yeah.
They said, it's a skill that I'm a little above average at. I feel like 4 years I can make a run at the Olympics. Probably not, but it could help.
Yeah, I love it, though.
Raw bench press?
Whoa. What you benching right now, bro?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Nothing? And then 913, I always figured Dusty liked pegs. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. From the 816, yeah. If you're whacking your shuttlecock too hard, if it's getting stuck, yeah, probably so. You got to hit it the exact right way. It's
very, right angle.
Very light hit.
Yeah,
very
you know, it's,
light
it's wrist.
Yeah, a lot of wrist when you hit your shuttlecock.
Well, you don't want to hit it. You really want to have more of a
finesse.
You want to like swing with the shuttlecock, guide it.
Yeah, guide it almost.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. You want to, exactly, like a stroke. Yes.
If you had Bob saying shuttlecock over 6.5 times, you've just collected.
Right.
610 Sports Radio, KCSB, Kansas City, WDAF, HD2, Liberty, and Odyssey Station. Bob, what's outside the Nelson Art Gallery?
What's outside the Nelson Art Gallery are shuttlecocks.
There you go.
Yes, very much so.
I always thought it was called a birdie.
Yeah.
Either way. Handball, another one that comes in.
Handball is tough, man. That's a tough sport,
but
man.
You have a team. You're on a great team, you know.
You could, but I would feel like in that like capacity there, like having other people, you know, like a 2-on-2 handball type thing would get like a little claustrophobic for me.
Fencing is pretty hard to do. I fenced when I was younger. Foil, epi, and saber.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Give me golf so I can just play golf every single day. Exactly. You understand what I'm talking about, 816.
Right.
Dedicate 4 years of your life. What do you got to do? I'm trying to qualify for the Olympics, Mom.
Right.
I'll be back in the basement shortly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bring me my meatloaf.
We'll get back into the Royals in a second. What do you think, real quickly, what do you think is the hardest sport out of the sports to qualify for at the Olympics?
You know, and I know people are probably going to roll their eyes hard at this one, but I think for me it would be surfing, because there's a lot that's out of your control. And mm-hmm. I think the sports where you don't have the full control of everything that you're going to do are the hardest ones. Like in surfing, you're relying on that wave, right? You're relying on the perfect wave. And if the perfect wave doesn't come, or the wave breaks when it's not supposed to break or something, like, you're relying on nature in that sport. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say surfing, because there's so much that is quite honestly out of your control
sharks.
In that sport. Yeah, and then there's sharks, yeah.
Mac, you got a hard sport you think would be to qualify for?
I'd almost rather have more out of my control, because the more that's in my control mean that my opponents have more control as well.
Sure.
And I feel like I'm going to be on the lower half of this field. 100-meter sprinters, there's just no way.
Yeah.
I mean, 4 years, I could maybe get good at surfing. You know, 4 years, though, I will never be nearly as fast. I'm not a sprinter. It's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I would say judo is one, because I'm definitely not that agile and able to do that sort of sport.
That was like the original MMA.
Yeah.
You know?
And then the other one is just swimming. Like, I'm a good swimmer, grew up at a lake house, had all that sort of stuff, grew up around pools, I can swim. Not competitively.
You grew up with Walter Pennington?
He did. could not do the backstroke, couldn't do the butterfly, the little bob that they do, the, like, whatever it is. The only thing I'd be decent at is freestyle, and it would look like Katie Ledecky when she did the 1,500 meter with me against everybody.
Yeah,
I'd just be so out of shape.
You'd be getting waxed in that one.
Cramps.
I'll tell you, one of the hardest sports out there, we've talked about this since the Olympics started, has been water polo, too.
Oh,
and so many people are recognizing now how difficult that sport is, and I think so many people now have an appreciation for how difficult water polo is. I was talking to somebody yesterday about it. Like, you're swimming, you're treading water, you're trying to throw a ball, you're fighting off the competition, you're wrestling. Like, it is an extreme sport, and to watch those guys and how good they are at water polo is unbelievable. I mean, you've got to be in some serious shape. Maybe the best shape of any athlete are the water polo athletes.
I would agree. Next time, go tread water for 5 minutes next time you're in the pool.
Just tread.
Do it for three.
Yeah, exactly.
Start at three.
Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.